And with us on the phone, we have got the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Toby Mack. Oh, this is so exciting.
Yay!
Now, we've only got 10 questions in with you, so we're going to run through this really quick. We asked some of our listeners to give us questions, and we'll feed those to you. The new album, This Is Not a Test, it released August 7th. It's your first studio album in 2 years, your sixth solo project, which now means you've done as many or more solo projects than you did with DC Talk. Now, Lifestyling's difference maker, Summer Stevenson, says, "It seems like your songs just keep getting better," which we agree with. "Where do you get your inspiration to continue to write music? What makes this album different from your others?"
I try to capture some more live elements than I've ever captured. Live horns. It's still a big old pot of musical gumbo. It's, you know, soul and funk and hip hop and pop, guitars, throw in this new, but, you know, probably six songs I did horn sessions. So I really got into horns this time. I got into funk music. I got into soul music. So if you ask me what the record is, I would probably say it's soul music. Not only is it from soulful standpoint, but it also feeds your soul. It's about life and trying to love people well and pursue holiness with all you got.
Our lovely Life Songs listener, Karen Pierce, notes that the title of your new album is This Is Not a Test. How has God tested you? What's the meaning behind the new album title, This Is Not a Test?
This Is Not a Test falls right in line with trying to pursue God in this crazy world again. But it's sort of reminding us that there are no practice runs in life. This is it. So when you wake up today, you can't live that day again. You can't. You can try to do better. You can confess the mistakes you've made. You can be redeemed. But what I mean is, this is it. So I'm reminding people, let's use this time wisely. Let's use this time to bring glory to the King, to love people well, to be there for people when they need us.
The whole album is just spectacular, but the new song Feel It, which is the single that we're blasting constantly right now, we love this song. What is the story behind Feel It?
It's really a celebration. It's a celebration of God's love for us. People are always asking me, especially today, like, well, how do you know God exists, Toby? And it's hard to prove. You can't see him. But just like the wind, you see the wind moving the leaves. You see the effects of the wind, but you can't see the wind. Those leaves moving. Well, God does the same thing. He loves us. We can't see him, but he changes our lives. He takes our lives. He takes our brokenness, and he makes us beautiful. That's what a loving God does. That's how I know. And no matter what they say, they can't take that from me.
That's the latest single, Feel It, from Toby Mack's new album, This Is Not a Test. And we're actually speaking with Toby right now. We have 10 questions to ask him. And here's one. We asked our Life Songs listeners to write in questions for you. And Julianne Duplessis wants to know, when are you coming back to New Orleans for another concert? 1 year, I would have to agree, just isn't enough. So tell us a little bit about the tour this fall and which artists are joining you out on the road.
I'm excited about this tour, really excited. And we already have tickets for sale already, and they're doing great. And the lineup is incredible. I can't believe that Britt Nicole and Colton Dixon said yes. Holland had to come because I told her she's coming. But anyway, but I mean, those two said yes. And I think stylistically, they kind of are, I don't know how they would see, they probably see me on the right and Colton on the left, or Britt on the left. I see them as, I'm this guy doing this pop, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of hip hop. And I see Britt as, you know, a little bit of soul. And I see Britt as on my left and Colton on my right. I think the styles just work together, you know. And they're two of our best artists in our industry. They're legitimate. You know what I mean? They're absolutely legit artists. They have something to say. They're passionate about saying it the way that God says it through them. They're my kind of mix. You know, they're about ministry, they're about art, and they're about putting on the best show they could put on, and they're about excellence.
Awesome. Denise Dotrieve writes in, what's the biggest challenge facing you as a dad these days? You've got a wife and 5 kids. How do you maintain a healthy balance between family life and being the biggest rock star in Christian music?
Well, my family, I don't say this in a cliche way, but they come first. I mean, if my family needs me, I'm running. And I think I make that clear even with Capital, my record company, and my management supports that. I think I do things differently than most artists. I've set some things in place that are important, and it's just the way we do things. You know, it's some philosophical, some ideas or some ideology that I'm like, this is the way we're going to do things. This is the world we're going to create. And it's, you know, I record from 10 in the morning till 6:30 at night. I don't, you know, a lot of artists will start at noon, and, you know, if they're not married or whatever, you start at noon, work till 2 in the morning. Great. But me, I start at 10, I finish at 6:30, I go home and I eat dinner with my family, sit around the table, talk about the best part of our day, and then turn on the cleanup song and go at it in the kitchen. I mean, that's the truth. That's what we do when I'm recording. And then when I'm on the road, we really just tour differently. We tour just weekends, and I'm home. You know, if I'm gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm home Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday every week. And I don't go out for weeks at a time. I just, you know, I don't want to be that dad that wasn't there. I don't want to be that husband that wasn't there. I want to be there. So, you know, FaceTime helps, but nothing beats sitting at a dinner table with your kids and your wife.
So what's the biggest thing you've learned from your family and career?
I think probably the biggest thing I've learned is the best thing I could give to my children is loving my wife well and loving God with all my heart. Those are the best gifts I could give them, even better than being there all the time. If they see that, I think they're seeing something healthy and something godly, something spiritual and something physical. You know what I mean? Hmm.
Toby, you're an avid golfer. How did you get into the sport, and do you get a chance to play very often?
Well, golf and family, especially when you have a big family, five kids, they don't go together too well because it takes so long. The great news is I live on the road a lot. Great news as far as my golf game goes. So when I have four shows, I also play golf 2 days a week of the four. So I'm on the road. I'm not missing time with my kids and wife, and I get to play. I started golf at 12. My dad introduced me to golf. He dragged me out a few times, and I kind of fell for it. And it really was quality time with my pops, you know, just getting to hang out with him and drive the golf cart and do all the things I'm not supposed to do, breaking the rules. But it made me fall in love with golf. And then I played golf for high school and went to Liberty University and played golf there on scholarships. So that was great. I mean, paid for my school. But it's become that for me and my boys. You know, we go play golf together. And, you know, Truett doesn't love it. He loves music. But my 9 and 10 year olds love golf. So that's our thing.
You know, sports are a big part of life in Southeast Louisiana as well. In fact, this Saturday, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are having their big back-to-school rally. Coach Bobby Bowden's going to be there. It's going to be very cool. And details about that are on lifesongs.com. But Toby, you're involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, their junior golf camp and Camp Electric. What influenced you to be a part of programs like that?
Sports were very important to me growing up. It played a huge role in my life. I love sports. I did not take piano lessons or guitar lessons or try to write music till I was, you know, probably 17. It was sports for me and my family. My older brother was a great athlete, and it made me want to be a great athlete. He would beat me down, and I would get back up, and he'd beat me down, and I'd get back up. He let his friends beat me down on the football field, and then I'd get back up. But I think it made me, you know, it toughened me up a little, and it made me focus, and it made me compete. And then ultimately, you know, even taught me about the Lord, and taught me about his ways and depending on him. And it's not based on his love isn't based on our win or loss and all those things. So I love athletics. So I decided to get involved. It's a natural fit for me to get involved in a golf camp that I started with FCA down in North Carolina. I would meet kids from small towns that love music and felt like they were on an island. And, you know, Camp Electric, there's some teaching that goes on there. There's a lot of teaching about life and the Lord and how he relates to us. But there's also music teaching. But I don't think that those students leave Camp Electric oh, they have two more chord progressions. Maybe it happens. I'm sure it happens. But what they leave realizing is they're not on an island. There are other kids in small towns that love Christian music, that want to make music that glorifies God, that want to use their instruments and lay them at His feet. And then they begin to network with each other. I mean, literal bands have formed from Camp Electric. So it's spawning some great things, and it's showing kids that, man, there's a bunch of us out here. So it's encouraging them in how to use their gifts for the King.
School is about to start back up. Growing up, Toby, did you have a teacher that really made an impact on your life?
I had a few. Mrs. Clemens in fifth grade was tough as nails, man. But then a teacher named Mrs. Farrell really, really, really affected me in 10th grade. And she was my English teacher. And honestly, made me love words. She just pushed me on creative writing, and it made me realize I could put words together in a way that it could touch people, or it could move people, and it could cause people to dream a little bigger. And she really made me fall in love with it. And then my freshman year of school, I went to Jacksonville University, and I can't remember his name, but again, another English teacher that just, I remember we had to write like 8 papers that year, creative writing. And I literally would get excited about writing them. And I just think that really led me to songwriting.
At Life Songs, we are very involved in praying for the schools in our area. Mm-hmm. And we get our listeners to nominate their schools so that we can pray for the teachers, the students, and the families, so that we can be actively involved in praying for our community.
Yeah. In fact, we kick back off the prayer school today on Monday coming up, and you can still nominate your school at lifesongs.com if you haven't. And Toby, feel free to nominate your schools as well. We'll pray for Liberty University. No problem. All right. It's the last question we have with you. The number 10 question. This comes from Patrick Spears. He wants to know, what moment or event in your career do you think was the most impacting on you as an artist? You have so many extraordinary highlights throughout your career. What do you say is the biggest, best, most favorite career highlight?
I've received the Songwriter Award from BMI a few times, and I think when I got that, it meant the most. Because that to me is my first gift, and it's the gift that it's the muscle that I want to work out the most, is the muscle of songwriting. And it's the muscle that you can use until you drop. You know what I mean? Like, long after I'm on the stage, I sure hope to be writing songs that are moving people toward the King.
Well, Toby, thanks for hanging out with us, and we look forward to having you back in town. And I know you got to run and go answer more questions with people, but you're awesome, and we love you, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Toby. We love you.